The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies? Do they just creep you out because they seem alive?
Well, don't touch that dial.
Because you know that one dummy that scares you the most? The one with the dead-looking eyes? Yeah, him. Anyway, if you turn this program off, he'll pop out of a cabinet when you least expect it.
He's in there now, listening, right now.
Shh, he can hear us.
And now your host,
take it away, big dummy, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, thank you, Todd. He's so sweet. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show, and on this show, I get to interview people that I want to interview. Do you understand? So today, I get to interview someone named Rachel Campos Duffy. Maybe you've heard of her, maybe you haven't, but today, you're going to hear her story, and you're going to learn that she has a new children's book out. Rachel Campos Duffy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me on.
I've watched you from afar, not in a creepy way, but I watched you from afar, and I've said, this is a woman of faith. This is a woman of great American values. You've got a lot of kids. You've got a great story. I would love to have you on the program, and here you are.
Listen, and this is the most beautiful studio in all of New York.
So I know, isn't it?
You are blessed.
It's incredible. I painted this myself. It's incredible. Man, I'm still trying to get the gold out of my hair. You have written a children's book. Is this your first children's book?
It is my first children's book. But it's such a personal thing. It's such a personal book that it was a joy to write.
Okay, maybe people don't know this, but I wrote many children's books before I even had a kid. And people were like, why did you write children's books? You have 8 kids before you wrote your first children's book.
Yes.
First of all, 8 kids. What's with that?
8 kids, one on the way. I'm due in October with number 9.
Are you Catholic?
I know. Catholic or Mormon, there's only 2 choices.
No, seriously, yeah. I joke around. I said it to you before. Nothing thrills me more than when people say, you know, we're having our 7th or 8th or 9th. It's so spectacular. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you got to have a great husband, obviously.
I do. I have the best husband in the world. The proof that I married the right guys, I'm from Arizona, and I was willing to move to Wisconsin where it's cold in the winter to be with him because he's that great.
And to bear his 9 kids.
And to bear his 9 kids. Absolutely.
You know what? I predict this marriage is going to last.
I do too. Yeah. I have no doubt.
I just have a sense.
Do you know that I met on a reality TV show?
I read that. Yeah. I didn't want to believe that, but
it's true. It's true. So when people say you can't find true love on a reality TV show, it's not true. In fact, the very first moment we ever met is captured on film because obviously
really?
We met on TV. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I met my wife in a restaurant and there were no video cameras. okay, let me ask you, because again, people know some of your story. First of all, people would have seen you mainly on Fox News, I guess.
Now, yeah, but I think there's a certain generation people between, you know, in their 40s and 50s who knew me from my MTV days, which
right.
is where I met Sean.
I didn't watch MTV. After they took Prince off.
You're like, I'm done.
And Cyndi Lauper, I think I said, I'm done with MTV. So, I didn't know this about you until I read your bio. I was surprised. So tell us, I mean, you are now known sort of as a conservative pundit.
Sure.
But you have this whole other background. So you grew up in Arizona, Army brat.
Air Force brat.
I meant military brat,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, military, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but you grew up, and when did you decide that you were going to be on a reality show? That's just crazy stuff.
It is kind of crazy. So when I was in my final year of Arizona State University, where I was majoring in economics, I saw an ad on TV, and that's how MTV used to do it, because there was no internet. So there was an ad on it. I was watching MTV with my friends. They said, hey, we're looking for someone for kids to audition for this spot on this new reality TV show. It was very new back then. There's only been two other seasons of it.
Right.
I applied. Little did I know, 45,000 other young people across the country applied. 45,000. They picked seven. And I was one of the seven, and I was moved from my conservative Catholic family in Arizona to San Francisco to live in a house. And this was really the height of, I mean, it was as PC in San Francisco in 1993 as it was, you know, as it is now. And so I live with all these people who were very different than myself. And I had my life filmed for 6 months on this 24/7.
What was the name of the show?
The Real World.
Well, of course, most of us have heard of The Real World.
Right.
But I didn't realize that that's where you entered the media. That's hilarious.
That's how I entered. And by the way, while I was on that show, I was very politically active. I was a college Republican. I was a conservative. I came from a conservative Hispanic family, military background. So it wasn't like I suddenly became a Republican. I always sort of grew up in a household that was. I was involved with this organization, if you think way, way, way back, Eric,
right,
called Empower America. And I invited my roommates to come to a conference where Jack Kemp was at. And there was this young staffer who remembers me more than I remembered him from that meeting, because obviously I was doing the show and he was a staffer on the show and excited that MTV was coming to Empower America.
Yeah.
His name was Paul Ryan.
Never heard of him. Wow.
So that's how far. I actually met Paul Ryan before I met my husband. I met him when I did this conference. But you know what? What was interesting about doing that show was at the age of 22, I learned the most important lesson that I've carried with me my entire adult life, I learned on MTV. And that is the myth of liberal tolerance. I was entirely open to learning about the lives of all my roommates who were, one had AIDS, in fact, died within a year of filming the show. There was a Muslim hip hop artist. There was an Asian girl who was in medical school. All my roommates were liberal. One was apolitical.
What year was this?
1993, 1994.
Yeah.
And they were as intolerant of conservatives as you see now they were back then. And I learned that lesson very early, and I think it's really helped me to keep that in mind.
I learned that lesson when I went to college. I went to Yale University, and I grew up in an immigrant, patriotic American family,
just like
working
me.
Class. And when I went to Yale, it was the first time I encountered that universe. And this was in the early to mid-'80s. And already the PC worldview was firmly in place. I mean, it's an extraordinary thing. And I bumped into it like bumping into a glass wall, like bang. But okay, so you experienced this literally while you're filming MTV. Now, was your husband also in the show?
Not in that show. So a few years later, they did a reunion show where they picked one person from the first five casts and sent us on this amazing travel adventure across America and into New Zealand. And we traveled together and we met. And it was awesome.
And
we've been together ever since.
And this is your husband, who is now a congressman.
He's a congressman, yeah.
How long has he been a congressman?
8.5 years. So he came in that Tea Party 2010 sweep. He took out a 42-year incumbent Democrat. So our district had been held in Democrat hands for 42 years. And it is now solidly conservative. This is the district that took Trump over the line in Wisconsin and basically handed him the presidency.
Get out.
Yes, it's a blue-collar Democrat district. It will be as important in the next election as it was in 2016, except Hillary didn't realize that the path to the presidency went through Wisconsin's 7th district. And my husband had really sort of pioneered being a reality TV star, just like the president.
Right.
So he sort of forged that path for the president. And two, he had taken that populist message That Reagan used to have, probably when you remember from your 1980s.
I remember it well.
And, you know, there are these very conservative Democrats who are willing to vote for Republicans or an independent if they have the right message.
Of course.
And that's
a lot of those people voted. I mean, it's interesting because you could see this. A lot of those kind of swing voters voted for Clinton and not George Bush Senior. A lot of them voted for Reagan. It is interesting, and those are the kind of people. Yeah, you find in places like Wisconsin and the Rust Belt.
But who knew that that was the path to the presidency? I mean, Hillary didn't even go to Wisconsin, let alone to this northern, very unknown part of Wisconsin, the northwestern corner.
Whoa! I know where I'm campaigning now.
Yeah.
Okay, you've written a children's book. We're here to talk about your children's book. Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. Written by Rachel Campos Duffy, illustrated by Richard Johnson. Beautiful cover.
Thank you.
We're not going to let you talk about this now because we're going to go to a break, but we're excited to have you. When we come back, I want to ask you about this book, and I want to ask you if you think Hillary Clinton will run for president again.
Oh, good
question. Actually, we have enough time. Yes or no?
No, I don't think. I think she's done.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
Really?
Rachel, you're wrong.
Why do you think she'll run again?
Because they do not have a path forward with anybody right now. And like an old bass coming out of the weeds, she's going to say, oh, I'll save America. I think we're going to get to it. Anyway,
her other twin, Elizabeth Warren. I mean,
yeah,
she's kind of...
Well, yeah, that's the only good point that people can make, say she's not going to run. So you made it, of course. We'll be right back with Hillary Campos Duffy. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Paul McCartney and Wings. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm sitting here with Rachel Campos Duffy, who has a new children's book out called Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. So I have to ask you, Rachel, what made you decide to write a children's book, your first children's book? You've got eight kids with one on the way. Why did you wait so long?
Because this story is personal. It's based and inspired on a true story. So when my husband was elected to Congress, neither he or I or any of my kids had ever been inside the Capitol building before. So one of the privileges that I've had as being a congressional spouse is watching my kids so at these very formative ages, walk the halls of Congress, think it's kind of normal to do that, you know, and whenever they come see daddy, they take another tour of the Capitol. But on the first trip that my then 4-year-old daughter had in D.C. shortly after her dad was elected, she became fascinated with the Capitol building, which, as you know, is magnificent and beautiful.
It's hard to do it justice how beautiful it is. I was
really
in D.C. recently, and I was at a great distance, and I looked at it, and I thought, I cannot believe how big and gorgeous that building is.
It really is, at night especially. But she kept focusing on something that I had missed, which is at the very top of the dome, there is this statue. It's actually the highest point in all of D.C. And she immediately saw this. She became mesmerized with the statue, true story, and she wanted to know all about it. I didn't know much about the Capitol, let alone the statue that I hadn't even noticed until she pointed out. And it turns out it's Lady Freedom, and I learned everything I could about it so I could, you know, feed her curiosity. And when I told her about it, she had this interesting reaction, and that was that she wanted to be Lady Freedom.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, she literally had amazing questions. She said, I want to be Lady Freedom, you know. How can I come down if I get tired? Can my siblings come up and visit me? Will the sword be too heavy? She had all these fabulous questions.
Oh, so cute.
She wanted to be Lady Freedom. And I started to think about that because, as you know, I'm an activist. I'm a conservative. I believe in freedom and protecting it.
Yeah.
And I started to realize we all want to be Lady Freedom.
Yeah. Now, when you say Lady Freedom, many people would know her as Lady Liberty. Is that right?
No, she is Lady Freedom.
This is different.
Yes.
From Lady Liberty.
Yes.
Really?
This is Lady Freedom on the top of the U.S. Capitol. And you can read all about her. Actually, Abraham Lincoln erected.
I've never even heard of this.
It's sort of this unknown piece of history. And what I noticed, you know, this in the story, you know, your parents are immigrants. My mother is an immigrant. This story, I sort of took the inspiration from Paloma, but this is about a little girl whose father becomes a U.S. citizen. If you turn to the first page, you know, you see the citizenship ceremony. If you've never been to one, they're pretty inspirational. And her dad wants to celebrate it by going to the Capitol. She's like me when I was in kindergarten and my mom became a citizen. I'm like, what's the big deal about being an American? I didn't understand that either. And she doesn't want to go. She's going to miss a birthday party.
Right.
She goes to the Capitol. She ends up getting lost inside the Capitol, which is also based on, I lost Paloma when she was 2 at Disney World, which was a very traumatic experience. So I took that and incorporated that into the story. And in the process, a Capitol policeman finds her, and she has this adventure in the Capitol. She discovers other Lady Freedoms, i.e. Rosa Parks statue is in there, other ideas about America. And she starts to understand why her father brought her to the Capitol and how much she loves America. And I thought, you know, you and I write children's books. If you go to the children's section in your local bookstore at Barnes & Noble, everything is about diversity. It's a very trendy topic right now.
Oh, you think?
I love the cross-eyed.
I know. I did like one of those. It's so horrifying. It's basically, it's kind of like the LGBTQ stuff. Like, there's this agenda. It's inescapable in the world of children's books.
Exactly.
If you don't write a book on one of those two topics, they kind of look at you like, well, this is not what's trending right now.
Well,
which is
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there are gatekeepers to make sure that books like this don't get out.
Oh,
frankly.
I've met them all.
I know. So
I've
have
met
I.
Them all. Yep.
And so what I decided was I wanted, you know, we're so focused on diversity at the same time that we're all complaining about the polarization in the country, right? As parents, as adults, we're forgetting to tell our kids stories about what unites us as Americans. And so that's what this book has two very personal things for me. One is this idea of what unites us as Americans, our history, so that's in here, our love of freedom, and our pursuit of the American dream, which is something that immigrants and native-borns both want. The other point is, you know, we hear a lot about immigration. And
oh, do we?
We do, all day, all night. And there's been a very dangerous thing, which is this conflation of illegal immigration and legal immigration. And this is the story of a family like mine, like yours, who went through the legal immigration
Your
process properly.
Your mother grew up in Spain?
She grew up in Spain and married an American soldier and on her own decided, taught herself English, because that's the language of opportunity in America, and then decided when I was in kindergarten she wanted to become a citizen. And I think that this idea of conflating immigration, illegal immigration and legal immigration, this idea of decriminalizing crossing at the border, all of that is also devaluing citizenship, which
That's
is
right.
the most beautiful process, which is why I think my mom is the most patriotic person you'll ever meet in America, because she went through this process. And so this book has a lot of stuff in it for parents.
I was going to say, I think, you know, you're one of those people that we're like in violent agreement on everything. When I hear you talk, I realize this is I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It for Adults, which is the same concept, is to help people understand what unites us as a people, which is just, it's so beautiful. And we're not teaching it in schools, basically.
No.
We're just teaching, you know, the diversity.
How do we unite, Eric, when we don't even teach our kids history? My kids
That's
are
right.
taught more about global warming than they are about the American Revolution in their school.
You need to get your kids out of that school.
I know.
Okay, well, that's in all seriousness. Now, you're talking about losing your two-year-old in the Capitol, mm-hmm. right? And that's like my idea. Like, I think if we had had eight kids, we would have lost like two or three of them by now. Like,
it's
how
worse.
Do you keep
I
track?
Lost her in Disney World. And I'll tell you in the
second. I'm sorry, in Disney World.
I lost
right?
her in Disney World, which is worse.
right.
There's no Capitol Police in Disney World.
Right. Where'd you find her? Like sitting on Lincoln's lap in the Hall of Presidents?
No, it was horrible. It was like 20 minutes. That felt like 20 hours. And I'll tell you, when you lose a child that age, the deals you make with God in that moment, and also as you look around, everyone looks like a pedophile. Everybody does in that moment. And then you have the Disney people telling you to calm down, which makes you even more mad. And luckily, within 20 minutes, and I had all my little kids in a corner praying, and me and my husband looking around, and I was so convinced that somebody had taken her. She's a beautiful, sweet little two-year-old.
Let's be honest. If you lose a little kid in Disney World, that's the first place your brain is going to go as a parent.
Totally. I saw all the strollers and I thought how easy it would be. Just throw her in a stroller, roll her out. Of course, Disney says that doesn't happen. 20 minutes later, they said someone found her and she's at City Hall. And the next day we had tickets and we didn't go to Disney because we were all so traumatized. So I incorporated the idea of getting lost and being afraid and finding that courage and how the Capitol policeman who knows at this point that she is – you know, mesmerized by Lady Freedom, tells her to call on that courage of Lady Freedom. Because if you notice, there's one thing you might find this kind of interesting. If you look at Lady Freedom on the top of the statue, on the top of the dome, she's facing east. The reason why is she's facing England. She's very protective and vigilant of our freedom.
Whoa.
And she's the defender. And just think, our founding fathers, Abraham Lincoln, you know, commissioned this statue. At the highest point of our Capitol, he puts a woman there to defend freedom and liberty. Isn't that interesting?
But Lincoln commissioned that part of it. Like, I've forgotten those details. I mean, I know with, you know, Pierre L'Enfant, whatever they designed it, but the idea that he designed even that part of the Capitol, I had no idea.
So he commissioned it. There were lots of iterations of how they changed her. One of the things that was really interesting, if you look at her helmet here, the original drawing that was made of it was that she was going to wear, and Roman statues normally had this certain cap that freed slaves wore. And I think it was
the Phrygian cap.
Right.
I just happen to know that.
I did not know that until I studied this. And actually, the war secretary at the time, who had to also sign off on this, said, that's not appropriate. Because in America now, this is post-abolition, you know, in the Civil War, we're born free. And so that's why they decided to change the cap and make it like a Native American feathers, and they put stars in
the
front.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. They said, we can't have a freed slave cap when we don't longer have freedom, and now everyone is born free. Isn't that amazing?
I love learning stuff like this. I love it. And this is why I was excited. One of the reasons I was excited to have you on is because I think it's important. I say it almost on every program, to teach our kids and to teach ourselves, if we don't know this, what it means to be an American, and all these details that were so important to the founders. And by the way, nobody appreciated this more than Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, I mean, if anybody admires Lincoln adored the founding generation and revered them. Absolutely. And so it's important that we learn these things. And I think if somebody listening to this program just gets the idea to visit Washington, D.C., it's just a wonderful thing to do. I mean, we all ought to make a pilgrimage with our kids. When we come back, more with Rachel Campos Duffy. The book is Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Our website, metaxastalk.com. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin put Turkey on notice that it could face powerful sanctions for its military incursion, and that the U.S. will shut down the Turkish economy if Ankara goes too far. And Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the impulsive decision by Turkey to invade northern Syria will further destabilize a region already caught up in civil war. In a speech at the Values Voters Summit in Washington, North Carolina GOP Congressman Mark Meadows describing President Trump as the most pro-life president in American history. The European Union says the talks with the EU to find an amicable divorce deal were back on track, despite huge challenges and a looming end-of-the-month deadline for Britain to leave the bloc. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 483 points, the Nasdaq ahead 157. This is SRN News.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Thank you.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Rachel Campos Duffy. The new children's book is Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. This is so wonderful. And the people at Regnery have done a much better job with your book than with my books so far. They're terrible. They don't pay any advance. Then why'd you go with them, Eric? Because I like them. Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom it's unifying. And I think that, I'm not kidding, that's what I tried to do with my kids' books on Donald the Caveman, because you and I know that I think those of us on the right politically need to work hard at that, because clearly the left is not wanting to be friendly. They're basically saying, we're going to resist this president. He's not my president, which is unprecedented in our history, that you would have the other side behave so petulantly, childishly, bitterly. Anyway, so this is a unifying book. So congratulations for thinking about that.
Thank you. And you're right. It is a very divisive time. And a lot of times as conservatives, because we are being pushed out of the culture so much. And there are so many gatekeepers trying to keep us out. And a lot of times it can be frustrating. We're watching TV or we're reading something or seeing something that, you know, speaks to the things that you're talking about as well. And we feel helpless, or we want to throw our shoe at but we have to understand they don't have as much power as we think they have over us or our children. We are our children's first teachers.
Right.
We are the most important influence in their lives. And grandparents, I say that to you too, because I believe grandparents very much underestimate the impact that they have on their grandkids.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they're tiptoeing around, you know, their liberal daughter-in-law or whatever. They're your grandkids. And so you can buy them this book and you can teach them this
message.
I love
this.
Because I think that we think that, you know, look, they own the pop culture. The liberals have our universities. They have our schools. They have a monopoly on the education system, but they don't yet have our house. They don't yet have our living room and our kitchen table. And what we need to do is start promoting the books and the materials out there, buy them, support them, because if there are really gatekeepers trying to keep these kinds of messages out.
There's no question. And again, like we are on the same page so much that it actually cracks me up. You realize, too, that my books and your book here. Now, this is a question for people listening to this program. If you go into a Barnes & Noble, you go into a store, are they carrying Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom?
Question.
I could say the same thing. Are they carrying my Donald Builds the Wall?
Chelsea's books.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when you talk about the gatekeepers, I have noticed this, actually, that when I go into bookstores, a lot of times my book isn't there. And you realize that we have to understand this and we have to take action. So I tell all my friends, you know, you need to get this, and you need to ask the bookseller, why don't you carry this? What, you know, I just saw this book, Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. Why aren't you carrying it? Because guess what? 50% of the Americans would jump on it or more. You know, it's one of those things that it's not a divisive book. So when we talk about the gatekeepers, it's not just in the world of publishing. It's in the world of libraries. It's in the world of bookstores.
Yeah, your
and
school
on and on.
Library.
There's nothing in this book that is against what you could teach in a public school.
Yeah. And, you know, there is an agenda in the public schools. And that's why the first thing I did was hand this to the principal at my school. And I'm going to make sure it's in there.
So your kids go to a public school?
No. My kids go to a private school. But one of my kids, I have an interesting story that kind of speaks to some of the stuff you're talking about. One of my kids, up until this past year, went to a public school because he had a speech impediment, and the public school just offered better services. And to be honest, the people that worked there were amazing and helped him tremendously. One of the things I noticed at the school was that after Donald Trump was elected, the picture of Obama remained in the school office. And so
did you have to say Heil Hitler when you passed it?
I didn't, but I did ask them, why, you know, the election has happened. Why hasn't this picture been changed? Because this has always been the place where we put the president. Now it's Donald Trump. Their answer was, well, they didn't send us a picture from the White House to whatever. So then I went and got a photo of Donald Trump, and I brought it to the school. And
you're
I said,
one of those troublemaking
I'm one of those troublemaking
that
moms.
I love.
But I didn't want to cause too much trouble because, truthfully, they were so good to my son, and they were such good professionals when it came to the speech therapy. But I was really, I felt like, in the name of democracy, I mean, election was won.
It's a little creepy that they would have a photo of Obama after he has ceased to be the president.
Exactly.
That's a little creepy.
So I gave it to them, and they begrudgingly put it up. But when I went, my son had to go back after we left the school the next year. He still was getting tutored, and they took the picture down.
I have to say,
because they no longer had the troublemaking mom there to.
Well,
so that kind of stuff
thing.
Happens.
I think if your parents immigrated to this country as your mom did and my parents did, there's a feistier attitude in a way. But
it's true.
I think that one of the downsides of the American character, we know all the upsides, but there's
right.
a downside that I want everybody to like me. Everybody kind of we want to get along and stuff like that. So we don't push back. And if parents would lovingly say things like that, I mean, if you notice something in your school, mention it. Now, here's the issue. If five other parents mention the same thing, they'll do something about
That's true.
But Americans are famously tight-lipped. We just don't want to be controversial. And I think, well, then it's on us. We are to blame if you don't speak up. So congratulations for speaking up, Rachel. And I really think that if moms and dads would do more of this, do it politely.
Yeah.
But do it, you're going to see these things change. We're going to be right back with Rachel Campos Duffy. The new book, Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week Quick Start Pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee means if you mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they'll remake your window treatments for free. Now through October 15th, get up to 50% off during Blinds.com's Columbus Day sale. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's 50% off, plus an extra $20 off at Blinds.com with promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rachel,
you remember that one, right? The Brothers Gibb. I got to ask you, Rachel, we're both, even though we look shockingly young, we have kids in college. It's really impossible to believe. You do the math, doesn't make sense. But you and I both have kids in college. And this this is all through education, and it is most dramatically present in the academy, in colleges and universities, where kids are facing a monolithic liberal worldview, yes. And they're sort of afraid to speak up because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to be the one.
They don't want to be the one. They don't want to damage their grades. They don't want to have the professor embarrass them or take it out on them. And yeah, I mean, I have a child at the University of Chicago, which actually among all the liberal universities, at least tries to pretend like they're
They put out a statement of academic freedom. This is back about a year ago.
Yeah, they
I
did.
Was stunned. I thought this is amazing that the University of Chicago, which is one of those elite universities, that they would take a stand like this. And even the fact that you'd have to take a stand, but they were one of the good ones.
Yeah, they do try. And I would say that, you know, as a, you know, minority conservative, my daughter, I think, has had, you know, definitely some pushback, some issues, but she's also had some support for where, you know, her points of view. And I think that that's really good. The dirty little secret is this is all going on much younger, that socialism and many of the ideas are actually coming up from elementary, junior high, and high school. And this is where I think, you know, conservatives have been so focused on the university that they are forgetting that they're starting younger and younger. They need to, because their ideas don't work. So you've got to start the indoctrination earlier.
I'm just thinking, if only people like you and me would write children's books. I believe someday in the future we might do that.
Yeah.
Maybe Regnery will publish them.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because I want to teach. But it's kind of funny because you're teaching basic values in this book. Obviously, in my books, it's the same thing. Like, you want to communicate these things to kids so that as they come up in school, they have these values.
Right.
And they have something to push back with.
There's no better symbol of how we have failed to pass on American values than the fact that if you poll college students right now, they are the least in favor of free speech. They're the ones who want these speech codes. It's never been like that. Even in the 60s, the Berkeley kids were like, you know, we want free speech. Now, what's happened is even conservative kids who come from conservative families, what they're doing is even more dangerous. They are self-censoring themselves.
Right.
They are self-censoring. So when my daughter was in high school at a Catholic school, I, you know, as I write, they like me to edit their papers. And so I can't tell you how many times she came and said, here's my paper, will you get it? Please don't get mad because I just wrote what the teacher wanted me to say. So they're already learning in high school and junior high to self-censor, to write to the professor in order to get the grade. That's really dangerous. If you think about it, it's really dangerous.
Right.
Now, I'm glad my daughter is getting confronted with other points of view. I think that when I was on The Real World on MTV, I changed some views and some of my views got stronger. Some of my conservative values got stronger because it is good, you know, metal against metal. You kind of fight those things. You have to think those things out. The problem is the other side is not engaging in that debate. And that's why they're so afraid when, you know, little Ben Shapiro shows up at campus. You know, it's like they're it's like, you know, you'd think that like, it's, you know, yeah, Conan like the Barbarian showed up.
Or Godzilla.
It is
kind of funny. I think what we're dealing with here, it's very, very philosophically very deep in the sense that let's say we have the facts on our side and the logic on our side. These people have, in a sense, gone back before Western civilization to it's almost like a pagan worldview that they say, you know, logic is a patriarchal Western value.
Yes.
It's an extreme. They don't necessarily say that, but they think, well, you can keep your stupid racist logic. They don't really believe in anything. In other words, you can't find common ground with someone if they don't believe in logic, if they don't believe in argument, if they think those things are patriarchal Western constructions. But a lot of people do. So we're up against a lot.
Well, we're up against an education system that turns out people like AOC who have no idea about history, who she sees all these. I mean, think about the prosperity that we enjoy in this country, the blessings, the opportunities. They come about because of a very specific economic system and a very specific history that I am convinced she truly graduated from Boston University with never encountering.
Well, I think there are a lot of people graduating from high schools and colleges in America, and they know so little that it's actually frightening to me.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, if she really understood things, she would understand that in a country that doesn't have the kind of freedoms that we have, she'd be crushed like a bug.
Right.
Right. In other words, we allow dissent. We allow people to say idiotic things, controversial things, and all of those things which they get to do. They don't seem to understand that it comes out of the founding mindset that
Absolutely.
Says that, you know, the individual is sacred and you can say things that I disagree with. And that's part of who we are.
And that our freedoms come from God and not from government. I mean, so basic. But they don't understand that concept. They're not being taught it. In fact, they're being taught that our founders were very bad men.
Yeah. Isn't it extraordinary? I mean, the idea that we look at people that way, it's we're kind of at a tipping point in the culture, it seems to me. And that's why people who think the way we do really have to fight. Because if we lose this, I always say there's no America waiting in the wings. It's not like there's another country with these values that can step up and do better. We're it. And Lincoln was the one, he's called us the last best hope of earth. In other words, in terms of governments, what else, who do we have out there? I mean, China is, they are, you know, torturing Christian pastors for not towing the line. They're forcing women to abort their children. I mean, you know, these are monstrous things that are going on around the world. And most young people in America simply aren't aware.
Or it's just kind of papered over by their professors. I mean, you know, China is, if you talk to many college kids, they'll tell you that we're the oppressors in China. You know, it's like everything's on its head. But it really starts with us as parents, because if we think we can subcontract outsource the education of our kids to this liberal education monopoly that's, you know, based on social justice and all this kind of stuff. There's no hope. We are the answer. We have to step forward.
I love it.
We have to take responsibility for our kids and teach them to be the happy warriors who are informed and able to go into the world and be that light.
Si se puede.
Si
We're going to be
puede.
Right back with Rachel Campos Duffy. The book is Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. Stick around.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The annual Values Voters Summit underway in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton was there.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins opened the event by telling social and religious conservatives that they have an important voice.
It is vitally important that we send a clear message that there are those of us that are not going anywhere. We're not going to wave a white flag. We're not going to surrender on the great moral issues of our day.
Perkins challenged attendees to pray, stand, and vote. Greg Clugston at the Values Voters Summit in Washington.
This is a three-day summit. At least two deaths reported in California wildfires. One wildfire has prompted officials to order the evacuation of 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Bernardino Valley. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, the Dow is up 404 points. The NASDAQ is up 125. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Make refreshing changes throughout your home this fall and save by starting with Lowe's. Add new appliances and get deals like up to 35% off select appliance special values, including a 24.7 cubic foot Whirlpool French door refrigerator, just $15.99. Show your home's true colors with a new coat of paint and save on top-rated one-coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, starting at just $35.98 a gallon every day. Whatever projects you have on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 10/23, U.S. only.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric from Taxes Show. All the bumper music on this program is pre-MTV. No offense, Rachel Campos Duffy. So we will not play Prince, for example. No, but seriously, there's so much going on in your life. You have 8 kids, the 9th on the way, and your husband is a congressman. So what is your life like? We just got a few minutes left, but I mean, you guys live in Wisconsin. He's going to D.C. You're doing TV in New York. You're a busy lady.
We're busy, which is why last week he announced he was going to resign at the end of this month, because our last baby here appears to have some medical issues. And we just want to create the time that we need, the space we need to deal with that, and then see what God has in store for us after. It's a busy life. Even if you had 2 or 3 kids, it's a crazy life. Add 9, and what I do on the side here is pretty intense. So we just started to see some cracks in the program, and we're like, you know what? This baby is the final sign, I think, that God's given us that we need to take a break. But it's a tough life. I mean, politicians get a lot of criticism, but they spend 4 days a week in Washington, D.C. Then they come back. They have to, you know, give time to their family, give time to their constituents. There's a lot of work involved. My husband was really good at it, which is why it was so hard for me, even as a wife, to see him, you know,
do
step
you think,
down.
Does he feel that y'all will keep the seat, so to speak? I mean,
I think in this cycle, you know, our district loves Donald Trump. It's a blue collar district that loves Donald Trump. But I think it'll be tough in the next cycle. Unless there's a really good candidate in there. But no doubt the Democrats are eyeing that. They know that my husband has held onto that seat quite nicely and gained ground for Republicans after it being in Democrat hands for so long, 42 years. So they're going to be eyeing that district. And Donald Trump and his team better be looking at that district very closely, because
What number of congressional
district? It's Wisconsin, 7th district, and it was the path to the White House. It went right through that district, right to the White House. For Donald Trump, it was the district that voted the most for Donald Trump in terms of percentages, very important to his election.
So that swung Wisconsin.
It absolutely swung Wisconsin. It really did.
Swung or swang? I'm the English
swung.
Major.
I think swung.
It's
is
swung.
Good.
It's definitely swung.
Yes.
Okay. So you're traveling to New York. You travel to New York. I mean, it's incomprehensible to most of us who don't have 8 kids.
Yeah, well, I travel about twice a month. But listen, Fox News, to their credit, they are the most mommy-friendly company that I could ever dream of working for. They literally asked me, what days work for you. And I come out and I work my little tail off for, you know, 1 or 2 days that I'm here.
And what shows are you principally on?
Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
I will sometimes guest host when people are on vacation, and I'll do segments. I also do Outnumbered. I've been doing Outnumbered for 5 years, so I'm a regular guest on that show. And then I have a studio about 5 minutes from my house. I could have one in my house, but it's probably not the best for me. It's really actually a good idea for me to get in the car, drive away from them.
I was going to say, you better get away, because the kids could burst into the
they
studio
could, totally.
While you're doing a live hit.
They you're, totally
you remember that video that went viral?
Yes, like, with like the guy on the... It's the best.
The greatest thing I have probably ever seen on the
Because anyone who does our line of work can relate to
that. Oh, what a nightmare. Okay, we're out of time. Rachel Campos Duffy, it's just terrific to get to know you a little bit.
Thank you. You too.
Congratulations on everything you do, and congratulations on the new book, Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. I hope people will go into the bookstores and say, hey, hey, how come you don't carry that book by Rachel Campos Duffy? Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Hey there, folks. I want to encourage you once again and beg you if necessary. Okay, I'm begging. The Alliance Defending Freedom. These folks are heroes. They do what they do, but they cannot do it without your help. They need you to step up. Go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Give generously. If you want to know how you can help the country, I promise you, if you give to the Alliance Defending Freedom, you're helping the country. It's very important. Our website is metaxastalk.com. Metaxastalk.com, you'll see the banner. Please give generously. This is an important thing that they're doing. They need your help.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.